This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Hamas released 12 hostages and Israel released 30 Palestinian prisoners on the fifth day of a fragile ceasefire in the Gaza war that mediators hope to extend even as Israel has pledged to resume its offensive. Israel said 10 of its citizens and 2 Thai nationals were freed by U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas and returned to Israel Tuesday evening. Soon after, Israel released the Palestinian prisoners. Mediators are in Qatar to try to extend the ceasefire, with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken set to visit the region this week. The truce is due to end after one more exchange Wednesday night. It has also enabled more humanitarian aid to flow into Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Tuesday said Israel will push for the release of all hostages held in Gaza without exception, a day after the pause between Israel and Hamas on the verge of expiring was extended for 2 days. Dozens of hostages have been released since Friday during the pause of the 7-week war between Israel and the Islamist Palestinian group. Finland says it will close its entire border with Russia over migration concerns. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Finland's Prime Minister Petteri Orpo has said that Finland will close its last remaining road border with Russia, accusing Moscow of undermining Finland's national security. Finland already closed 7 of its 8 checkpoints along its border with Russia this month, following a surge in arrival of migrants from the Middle East and Africa. The government says Moscow is ushering the migrants towards the Finnish border. It has accused Russia of trying to create a migration crisis in Finland, following the Nordic nation's entry into NATO this year. I'm Karen Chemas.
And this is VOA News. Pope Francis has canceled his trip to Dubai for the UN climate conference on doctor's orders. The announcement marked the second time the Pope's frail health has forced the cancellation of a foreign trip. He had to postpone a planned trip to Congo and South Sudan in 2022 because of knee inflammation, though he was able to make the trip earlier this year. The Vatican said Francis was improving from the flu and inflammation of his respiratory tract that forced him to cancel his audiences Saturday. But he said, quote, the Vatican said the doctors have asked the Pope not to make the trip planned for coming days to Dubai. Hungary is threatening to block tens of billions of dollars of European aid for Ukraine and veto its EU membership bid amid a spiraling dispute between Brussels and Budapest. Henry Widrell reports.
The Hungarian government has launched a personal attack against European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, putting up billboards showing her alongside Alex Soros, the son of the liberal Hungarian-born financier George Soros, another favourite target. The slogan reads, "Let's not dance to their tunes." The EU is continuing to withhold around $24 billion from the bloc's post-COVID stimulus fund over concerns about the rule of law in Hungary, including the independence of the judiciary and freedom of the press. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
After being stuck for 17 days underground inside a collapsed tunnel in the Himalayas, 41 construction workers were pulled to safety Tuesday. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino has more.
The men, low-wage workers from some of India's poorest states, were given a traditional welcome, greeted by government officials and garlanded with marigold flowers. The evacuation began more than 6 hours after rescuers broke through debris in the tunnel, which caved in on November 12. The men were pulled out on wheeled stretchers through a 3-foot-wide steel pipe. The entire process was completed in about an hour. Their health is absolutely fine, said rescue team leader Wakil Hassan. Some walked out smiling before being brought to the hospital by ambulance.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter made a rare appearance on Tuesday to join 2 of his successors and all 5 living first ladies at the memorial service for his wife, Rosalynn. A frail-looking 99-year-old Carter, who has been in hospice care for several months, arrived in a wheelchair at a church in Atlanta for the ceremony for Rosalynn, a humanitarian and mental health advocate who died on November 19th, aged 96. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.